pickup plaque at Fort Totten Station. I do not see Ms. Richardson. There she is. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? I'm looking for discussion. Is there any discussion?
May I have a description of the plaque, please?
Sorry,
could you give the description of the plaque, please?
Yes. In the, I think in the information that we have, well, if you go on the slides, if we could keep going, and also here's some paper copies. Sorry.
I just would like to see what the plaque looks like.
Yeah. Keep going. Well, yeah, that's physically where we would have it mounted. That's what it looks like, right there at the pillar. If you go one slide before, please. That's the wording of the plaque. I'm sorry.
What?
Excuse me. That's the wording of the plaque. That we dedicate the memorial memory of those who lost their lives on June 22nd, 2009. There's an error there. And the names are listed, and in deep appreciation of those who came to our aid in our time of greatest need. It's a simple tribute.
Mr. Graham, do you have a comment?
Well, I don't want to get too picky, but I think we dedicate this in memory. You know, I don't think memorial in memory is, you know, it's a lot of memory right there. Well, this is dedicated in memory.
Mm-hmm.
And since we are not approving the actual wording of the plaque, but just that a plaque can be up here, can we do this at the conclusion of the meeting?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you. And I agree with you. It does seem a little repetitive. Okay. And are there any other comments?
We can make suggestions.
Mr. Downey.
I wanted to comment with respect to the event and the way it has been put together. I'm sorry to have to raise this, but I am really, really, really upset because I get the impression that staff schedules and board protocol were standing in the way of family sensitivities, and that's wrong. What I would like to be briefed on quite soon is what the family assistance policies and programs of this agency are. Every airline in America, every railroad in America, every other federally overseen safety program is required to have a very clear responsibility and plan in the case of these unfortunate emergencies. I think we need one. I think if we had one, we would be moving on stronger ground and establishing the kind of feeling we should have about anyone whose life is lost as a result of actions of this agency. And I'd like to see that as soon as possible. The National Transportation Safety Board has oversight of those plans for all other forms of transportation. It has proven to be useful for them, useful for families. Nothing can bring back the lives of people who are lost, but given respect to their sensitivities should be our absolute first order of business. And I'd like to see what we do and how we hopefully never have to do it again in the future. But if we were, how we could do it better in the future.
Are there any other comments by members of the board?
If
not, we're ready for a vote. Mr. Graham.
I want to agree with Mr. Downey, and I know we're not going to get into specific wording, and I'm sorry I mentioned it. It just leapt out at me, but I do want us to remember most definitely those who were injured. Some of these injuries, and I know this having been chairman of the board when this happened, some of these injuries were extremely serious, and we're very, very grateful that they survived, but there was a great deal of human trauma and tragedy in addition to, not in any way diminishing, but in addition to those who actually lost their lives. And we also saw a great deal of heroism. And those of us who participated in the, and many of us did, in the hours and days following this, we had wonderful heroism, which was the best of human nature was on display as well. So I'm hoping that the ceremony itself and the and certainly whatever physical manifestation we have of this great tragedy reflects, you know, all of that. And that's why I particularly asked for this to come before the board. Others did too, I'm sure. But I wanted to see it come before the board because I want to be sure that all of that gets incorporated. The heroism, the injury, the response, as well as, of course, those who really made the ultimate, paid the ultimate price for this great tragedy.
Certainly was a major turning point for this organization, as well as for the people who were involved in the accident itself, and one that we hope will never, ever be repeated. Are we ready for vote?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. We then have the report from the Finance and Administration Committee. That's the referral of the item that was just acted on in that committee. Ms. Hewlett, in the absence of Ms. Hudgens.
I have the resolution. You have, after much debate, the Finance Committee did.
You can, in fact, if you wish, defer to Ms. Hudgens. Okay. We are on the action that is associated with
discretionary grants.
Discretionary grants, which we just approved in committee, and we are now bringing to the board. There's a resolution at the very, very last page.
Mr. Chairman, I move a resolution from the Finance Committee approve the special grants for Metro Matters as contained in the resolution. And Mr. Chairman, I move approval. Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any comments? We did just discuss this.
Yes, we did.
All right. With there being no comments, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. This one also passes. We have one more item, and I shall move it. We are going to go into executive session pending a yes vote here to consider a proposal to restructure the 2011 to 2016 CIP agreement. All in favor of that motion to go into executive session? I need a second if I'm first.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Graham. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. This one also passes. We are therefore adjourned and going into executive session.